Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We are so excited and delighted that you are with us today. We have a very special guest, Miss Catherine Waters, but we want to go through our welcome and we want to give God the glory first, and then we're going to call our guest and we're going to have a great time with our guest on today, who is a psalmist. Amen. And if technology says the same and if God says the same, we will be able to hear one of her songs as soon as my technology comes up. But in the meantime, we're not going to focus on that. We're going to focus on magnifying the Lord, and we're going to focus on kicking off this ministry. Okay? So welcome. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends, and all of you and my co-hosts for listening at this particular time to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9 reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever." Excuse me. "Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. And the moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. And I just want to share this as I was reading that particular psalm. I mean, I just got a boost of energy, amen? So the word of God is powerful, I'm telling you. So if you're feeling like you need a little energy, you know, some of us drink Gatorade or water or energy drinks, I want you, I dare you to try the word of the Lord. I guarantee you, amen, that the Lord will give you that extra, extra boost. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to pray unto God, and then we are going to go ahead and introduce our guest. And then after that, we are going to actually, there's a cue, we're going to actually call our guest today because we want you to know who our guest is, okay? So without further ado, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and you started us on our way, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. We thank you for blessing us this very day, Heavenly Father, this very moment, this very second, Heavenly Father. We thank you for being the God of God and the King of Kings, Heavenly Father. We know that because of your power and because of your might, Heavenly Father, that you are God, and besides you, there is none other, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless our guest as she comes on the ministry, Heavenly Father. Bless her to have a great interview, Heavenly Father, and help her, Heavenly Father, in her life's journey with her career in music and other avenues, Heavenly Father. We praise your name, Heavenly Father, and we thank you for who you are, Heavenly Father. And now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, we ask that we never be relinquished out of your sight. In Jesus' name, we pray. Hey. Amen. Praise God. Now, before we put our guest on the ministry, I want to introduce to everyone Miss Catherine Waters. Now, Miss Catherine Waters lives the scripture of "Delight thyself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." How many of you believe that? And she has a story to share. And in addition to that, she enjoys doing things for God. Amen. She's been singing with many community choirs, and she has won numerous awards. She's been in different plays. She has her song entitled Let's Praise the Lord, amen, written by herself and her sister, Kathleen Waters. She was selected to perform at many gospel music workshops, but I want you to meet my guest for yourself. So we are going to call Miss Kathleen Waters, and we're going to learn a little bit more about how God is using her in such a mighty way to uplift and magnify the kingdom of God. Hold on just a second.
Hello.
Hello, may I speak to Ms. Waters, please?
This is
Miss Waters. This is Alfreda Love. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great. Thank you for asking. Now, I have the pleasure of interviewing you, and I would like to interview you today about your music career. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Okay. Now, first of all, can you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Sure, sure. You know, I was born the second of a set of twins, and we lived in Kinston, North Carolina. Well, we moved to New York, and then I graduated from high school from up there, and I joined the Navy. Okay, I spent some time in the Navy, and I retired, and I rededicated my life to Christ because I found him while I was in the Navy, but I wasn't still there. But in 1995, and while I was sitting in church one day, I just asked the Lord, you know, can I sing for you, Lord? Now, you know, basically I was just asking to be in the choir. I wasn't really asking if for a lead a voice or anything like that. I just wanted to lift up the name of the Lord. And one of the mothers of the church came to me and said, what are you going to join the choir, honey?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Exactly.
Praise the Lord. So since then, I've been singing ever since for the Lord, ever since. And I've been blessed with one daughter, and I have a son-in-law and two grandchildren. So, and this is where I'm at, living in the day beach, giving God glory.
That's right. That's right. That's good. That's a good story. All right. All right. Now, what is your favorite song you have ever ministered, and why is that your favorite song?
Well, you know, one day while I was sitting in prayer, I was sitting here praying and reading the Bible, I just heard this song. It says, "Gave it over to the Lord. He'll work it out."
Amen.
Amen. And that song is my favorite song. I mean, the Lord has really used me as an instrument to bless others. And to bless me. And so I just thank him for allowing me to be able to lift it up and to be able to be a vessel.
That's right. And you know what? When you were singing that song, or you know, said a little portion of that song, it's very important that we give everything to the Lord, because he's the only one that can fix it. And we try to, sometimes we try to fix it ourselves, and it's just not happening, you know? So,
well, you know, yes, it's true in my life. You know, as I was, you know, in a bad marriage and on cocaine, and so, but the Lord, he worked it out. He moved me from that where I was to where I am now. You know, my daughter, she was very young, and I was experiencing those things, and he was like, who's going to take care of her?
That's right.
It may as well be you.
That's right.
Amen.
What a good choice. Amen. All right.
Yes.
Great. Now, can you tell listeners a little bit about your acting and how it has impacted your career for singing?
Yes. I started out acting with this company called Landmines, Inc. The guy, Dr. Land, he does, he has a shelter that he uses as a vehicle, the place he uses as a vehicle for ex-offenders and homeless people.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and he was using the plays as a way to heal through the arts.
Uh-huh.
And I had the opportunity to audition with him, and I started out as a background singer.
Uh-huh.
And then he blessed me to get a character role in a play called Road to Redemption, which was about members who were in prison who found the Lord and was released, and their life changed. And then he gave me a principal role as Mom Sybil. And throughout all this time, in each of the plays, I was singing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so it impacted me as to being able to use that as another avenue to bless people through song and tell them about Jesus. So he just gave me another avenue through the acting and through the singing and plays.
Wow. Now, I have a question about that. So what is your main character in these plays? Who are you in these plays?
Okay, in the last play, You Get Back What You Put Out, Shelton Land, my character was Ma Sybil, and I also played Aunt Maureen.
Uh-huh.
So I was like the mother of these children, one of which had put her brother in jail.
Uh-huh.
And so there was a lot of grief and strife going on in the family, and I had to just call on Jesus to help get this family right. So, but she, the daughter who was the abstinent one, she was the main character also in the play. So, and it was really about her because she was being nasty to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to speak to her about who she is and where she should be.
That's right, that's right. Now let me ask you this, off the record, do you minister as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Whenever the Lord allows me.
Uh-huh, yeah, I can tell it in your voice. The anointing is on you. Yes.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, now, also, so when writing Let's Praise the Lord, what message do you want the people to hear? What is your message?
Well, you know, that song was written by my sister and I, Kathleen, and when we wrote that song, we just wanted people to realize that no matter what you're going through, God is worthy of all the praise. So it's not about how you feel. It's not about any of that other stuff. It's not about what you're going through. It's about giving God the glory.
That's
and
right.
So that's what it was. It was a just, you know, a song to uplift people, to just get in the spirit of praise and to get in the spirit of worship. And that was our desire.
Okay, great. Now, actually, I have your song. I'm sorry, my computer's been messing up all day, so you probably hear it in the background here.
Yeah.
But yeah, you do see there? But I wanted to play Let's Praise the Lord for the audience to hear. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to make sure it plays correctly. Okay. All right. So this is Let's Praise the Lord by Sister Catherine Waters and her sister Kathleen Waters.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Let's praise the Lord, for He's been good and He's been kind.
Praise the Lord, my sister Catherine Waters and her sister Kathleen Waters. I tell you what, Miss Waters, when I was listening to that song, I felt like I was at a pep rally for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I wanted to praise the Lord.
Yes, praise the Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
God gets the glory.
Yes, ma'am. He gets all the glory. Okay. Now, you have received many awards for your ministry. Tell us a little bit about that experience and how this experience has motivated you spiritually.
You know, I won an award from Through the Rhythm of Gospel with the Urban Contemporary Song of the Year,
wow,
2014, and I was nominated for a couple of different areas and the Praise Factor Awards. But you know, even though it was very, very humbling,
right,
to realize that God had placed it in people's hearts to hear my music and to hear the spirit that was there, and that they even had the thought to even nominate me for anything. So it was very humbling, and I thank God for his many, many blessings. And of course, now it has moved me to continue to give him praise, to continue to exalt his name, because it's he that has placed his hand in the midst of the ministry, and I thank him for his goodness and mercy.
Amen. Excellent, excellent. Okay. Now, you're very creative, and you also started a ministry, the CW Ministry. Can you tell us a little bit about your mission and vision of that and where you want that to, you know, go?
Yeah, it's my singing ministry. I want to be a vehicle, a vessel for the Lord, and just take the gospel through song all over the world, if he allows it. I just want to tell people about Jesus Christ as long as he allows me to do it in whatever capacity, you know, be it acting, be it singing, even in the ministry of dance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just thank God for his goodness. I'm going to be releasing a new single the spring of 2016 and just making, pressing forward from a new CD. So, and praying that, you know, the Lord is just laying out the foundation for me.
Wow.
And I just thank him for the opportunity.
That's right. That's right. Great, great. Okay. Now, what are your long-term and short-term goals in music and acting?
I just want to, I'm looking to do a new CD, as I said.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already gotten a few songs. Right now, my first goal is to try to finish my first single off the new CD.
Right.
And I don't have a name for it yet, but I'm not going to divulge it.
Right.
But I do have a name for my new song, though. So, but I am going to be pressing toward that and seeing if the Lord allows me to get out a little bit more and just start ministering to different areas in the churches and in nursing homes, wherever, you know, as long as he says, that's what I'm going to do. So.
That's good. Okay. Now, is there anything else you would like to share that has not been shared today?
Oh, I just wanted to say that, you know, I really love the Lord, and I just love singing. I love acting. I love dance for him. You know, the Lord birthed the dance ministry in me back in 1998 at my church, Mount Olive Baptist Church, where my pastor is, Reverend
mm-hmm.
Jason Knight. And since then, he's blessed me to, you know, to be able to do choreography and just to lift his name. And the people have been blessed and the youth that come. I have about 30 dancers right now.
Wow.
And we just, it's youth and women. And we're just going, we're pressing forward. Matter of fact, we'll be ministering Jason's IM this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling humbled. You know, I just thank God. So.
That's great. Now, sometime when you're in Texas, let me know. Now, actually, this year I'm putting on a talent show. And so if you happen to be in Texas in the 18th, stop by Waco, Texas.
Is it the 18th of this month?
No, ma'am, of December. If you have or any time you're in Texas, just let me know because I always have something going on.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to say that I thank you for allowing me to be a part of your ministry.
Thank you, yeah.
And what I hear when I listen to your ministry, you are just full of the Spirit of the Lord.
Well, thank you.
And I'm praying that God would just give you thousands of increases.
Well, thank you.
In the work that you're doing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. It's to God be the glory. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Now,
amen.
How can individuals contact you or purchase your CD or things like that?
Okay. They can contact me either by phone, 757-630-6717, or they can email me at www.katherinewatersmusic@yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also on Facebook at Katherine Waters Music. I'm also on Twitter at CWAT99, and my songs are available. It's called Songs in the Key of Jesus. That's my CD name.
Mm-hmm.
And it's available on iTunes or Amazon or CD Universe and even right there at CD Baby.
Great, great. Okay, okay. Well, Ms. Waters, I know your schedule is hectic, so please stay in touch with me, and I thank you so much for, coming on the ministry. I appreciate it, and I ask God would he continue to bless you and your ministry.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and you have a blessed. Yes, ma'am. And
you
have
blessed.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Katherine Waters, and she has a single entitled Let's Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's praise the Lord because the Lord is good and the Lord can work out anything. I mean, anything that you have. Amen. I'm so excited that she had time to come on the Love Live Jesus Ministry, also known as the I Free to Love Show. I'm so excited. Amen. Praise God. Now then, I have a couple of announcements to make, and then I'm going to bid you a great evening because my schedule is full, but I wanted to make time for you. I wanted to spend time with you, and I wanted to also connect with some of my friends, and I wanted to connect with my individuals who come on the ministry to interview. So without further ado, please, please, please continue to encourage your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please, 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 Facebook Al Free to Love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. You can also catch me on LinkedIn at ALFREDALOVE. I would love to have you on the ministry. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry, or you can catch me at some of these gospel events, amen, and just, you know, I love to connect with people. I love people. In addition to that, make sure that you pray for all of your family and your friends. If you have to pray for all of your family, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Do not forget to pray for yourself. Pray for those you know and those you don't know. And please pray for your friends. There are some people who need prayer. And sometimes, I want you to hear me out. Sometimes people are so weak that they can't even pray for themselves. And what I mean by that is they're spiritually weak in that they have lost trust and faith in God, and they need you to add that extra fire under their feet so that they can have that extra energy to pray unto God. It's kind of like when you don't feel well and you're dehydrated and you lose energy. What God says, the power of his word is the energy that presses you. He says propels you forward so that you can make it. Amen. So that you can make it because we serve a good God. Amen. And I'm so excited because God is getting ready to do something, and I'm excited, and I don't know what it is. Amen. For somebody. Amen. Praise God. Now then, so pray. Make sure that you pray. Pray for their children. Pray for their spouse. Pray for everybody. And if we're all praying, praying for each other and lifting up each other, we're all energizing each other, amen? Because how many of you know we get tired sometimes, amen? We enjoy what we do, but we get tired, and we need that extra fuel, and it comes from the fire, the Word of God. That's where it comes from. It comes from the Word of God. And I tell you what, every time I get on this ministry, my energy level boosts up about 1,000 more feet, amen, amen. Talking about a valley moment. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right, we're moving on. We're moving on because I'm getting excited. I'm going to start preaching in a few minutes. Amen. All right. Now, so we're praying for our family and friends. Amen. Now, you do know that a talent show is coming to town. A lot of people talk about Santa Claus coming to town. They talk about people coming to town. But there's a talent show coming to town. It's called the Big Jingle Talent Show, and it's on December 18th, 2015 at 6 p.m. At 6 p.m. at the Belmead Civic Center. Now, I already know what you're thinking. December is a very cold month. That's why we're having the event inside, all right, with a lot of people. Now then, your kids, your students get out early on that day, most of the time, December 18th. Amen? Amen. So, therefore, you have a couple of hours to rest up, and then I need to see you at the Civic Center before 6 o'clock, all right, to get a good seat. I need to see you. I need to see you. Now then, let me explain, because we're going to have a great time, and we're really pushing now. We're going to have a great time. Now then, if you want to participate, meaning that if you want to put on a show, an act, a clean act, if you want to dance, spoken word, whatever it is, you need to email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. By the 31st of October, okay? By the 31st of October. This will also be in the paper as well. But you need to email me by October 31st. Why do you need to email me? You need to email me so that I can confirm that you're going to be in the talent show. That's why you need to email me, because I have different age categories and I want it organized, and it's going to be organized. So October 31st, unfortunately, is my cutoff. So you have to let me know if you're going to be in the talent show or not. Now then, when we go to November is a time we're really going to push and we're really going to promote. You're going to see flyers everywhere. You're going to see this on the internet. You're going to see it on the website. You're going to hear it by word of mouth. You're going to hear me talking about it a lot. I'm going to make YouTube videos, everything like that. So be sure to let me know by October 31st, okay? And also, if you're going to attend as well, we're going to have tickets. It's $10. Okay, for a great show, all right? So I want you to be sure to listen and look on my Facebook page for this particular information. How about that? Okay? All right. Now then, let's go ahead and let's move to our next item of business, all right? Many people want to know, how do you connect with Dr. Love, Afrita Love, Coach Love? How do you connect? All right? It's simple. First of all, I'm going to give you my email, all right? I'm going to give you my email, so get a piece of paper or get your cell phone, all right? I'm going to give you about 10 seconds. All right, you ready? It's emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right? I'm also on LinkedIn, all right, under AlFredaLoe. Got it? All right, great. Now then, if you go to Facebook, and you type in AlFredaLove, you will see AfridaLoveShow.com. It's in huge yellow letters. So I want you to type in AlFredaLoveShow.com. AfridaLoveShow.com. All right. So when you type that in, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, media, when you type that in, you're going to see many different categories, all right? And you're going to see the famous Oprah Winfrey, and you're going to see all these celebrities, and then you're going to see Dr. Alfreda Love, Coach Love. Then you're going to see a nice video of a book festival. Now, when you click on the home page, because I have a lot of new individuals who just joined, praise God, a lot of new individuals from all over. If you need a speaker, now I'm going to tell you this right now. I was invited to join another platform as well as this platform. All right? So if you look at Need a Speaker, you will see all of the organizations. There's only four of them, but I'm a member of many more. Four organizations I'm affiliated with. You will see different topics I speak on, and you will see a bio, okay? If you're interested, which I know you are, in someone coming to speak for motivation, teams, leadership, accountability, success, business, youth, praise and worship, any of those, I am the answer. Love is always the answer. Love is the answer to everything. God is love. Love is the answer, I'm telling you. So if you need a speaker, an energetic speaker who will keep your audience not only entertained, but will give you some information that you need, then love is always the answer. Love and Love's Crew is always the answer. So remember that. Love is always the answer. And I tell people that I am the people's voice because I listen to others. I listen to others. And then from listening to others, we help make this a better world and we help make our presentations greater. Amen. So if you need a speaker, whoop, here I am. All right. Now, if you go to Love Radio, all right, go ahead and click on it. Don't be afraid. Click on Love Radio. You will find that you're right at the Love Live Jesus Ministry. You don't have to put in all of those, you know, the whole blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. You just come here to this site. It's right at your fingertips. You click on it. Whoop, there it is. All right. When you click on it, you're going to see my banner. Now, in order to have access to the shows, to the ministry, you're going to have to scroll up and down. And then there are some numbers at the bottom, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You know, click on those and be sure to review all of the interviews and the prayers and things of that nature because it's so uplifting. We've even had Judge Maybelline come on the ministry. I mean, we've had so many people, and we're working on getting Pastor Benny Hinn on the ministry and other individuals on the ministry. So please allow this ministry to bless you because it's all about God. It's not about the word that we give. It's about God, the power of God, and how he moves through the people. At Love's interview, as I said before, the Hispanic Chamber allowed me to come on their TV station, and I was talking about education, community, I was talking about college, I was talking about students. So if you want to know a little bit more about me, whoop, there it is. Now, the school tutorial site. This site is in full effect. We're already tutoring right now, okay? So if you need tutoring, test preparation, when we talk about speaking, we're only speaking about speaking such as classroom management, motivation, 5 Habits of Successful People, which is a hot topic. It's a very hot topic. But the mission is to equip social systems and communities with resiliency to conquer giant issues in education, health, and religion. And so I want you to know that we want to help you. We want you to be successful. We want you to understand. And it tells a little bit about us, our services, contact us, and things of that nature, okay? So I really, really, really appreciate you taking out time to look at that. All right. Now, if you go to the About the Venue, you will find that this is a radio station, amen, and God is blessing it. This is a radio station, and it's an outlet for conversation with people all over the world, okay, as you can see, through just looking through the different ministries and prayers and shows. And it contains gospel music because I love gospel music. I love gospel events. We also specialize in photography, amen. And so we go to these different events, and we are media. We are part of the media team, and so therefore we bring back different information from different events, promoting those individuals so that you can go and enjoy their shows or their ministries, and so that you can have firsthand, so you can know firsthand on what to expect when you go to these different places. All right, so be sure to check that out. As I said before, upcoming events is the National Book Festival. We're going to showcase 2 books, and if you want to see what's going on with this National Book Festival, I have conveniently placed the YouTube video on my website, and I want you to go, and I want you to see what it's about. And we're going to have a seminar there, and so I want you to come. I want you to come to the seminar. Just remember, love is the answer. You'll see love and some more people on there, but love is the answer. And so you always go where love is, amen, because God is what? Love. You got it. Amen. Praise God. Now, gospel artists in the industry, as I said before and I said all the time when we come to this page, these are only a handful of the gospel artists. And these artists, I want you to support them through listening. Their ministries are great. Their praise and worship will get you through because they are anointed by God. These individuals are individuals that I've heard their music. I've listened to their music. I purchased their music. I've met these individuals. And so I really want you to think about supporting them in a way that you will be blessed by God as well as your soul will be ministered to. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Now, here are some links, okay? We have LinkedIn. I told you you could connect with me through there, all right? There's the radio station again. If you just have click on links before you go to the homepage, you'll be right on my radio station, the articles we've written, and Spiritual Guide to Go. If you want to pick up that guide before you get to the book festival, fine. Then right here, you'll see Dr. Alfreda Love, and you'll see my other consultants, and we're going to add more pages. These are our bios, amen, so you will know who's coming to your venue. We're going to add videos also because I want you to hear it. But if you really want to know and you really want to hear, I want you to go ahead and go to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, or you can go to the homepage, or you can go to this page and go to radio, and you will be right there. And I want you to listen to the messages given, amen? And that will give you a sneak preview of what you can expect. Okay, speaking topics, school matters, cool classrooms, research-based practices for classroom management. Now, many individuals have sent emails, okay, and asking what our schedule looks like, and you're asking about the different methods for schools, and you're asking about different strategies, all right? Well, this cool classroom will fall under that research-based practice. And what happens is when you are interested in this particular workshop, I will send you an outline, and you're going to already be energized by the outline because that's how my workshops primarily are, especially if we're able to design these workshops by our experiences and we're able to design them by what students need, by what schools need. You will already be energized, okay? So just try it and see for yourself. All right. Bully-proof in schools, that is a huge issue all over the world, and it's an innovative way to create campus culture, and it's basically nothing but relationships. Health matters, control your metabolism. I'm a certified health trainer, and so if you want to know anything about health, if you want to move something, if you want to incorporate something, if you want to have a seminar where I take you through different strategies and things of that nature, here I am. Give me a call, send me an email, and I will be right there. All right, leadership, 5 habits of successful people. Focus, omitting negative thoughts, communication, understanding key principles, and standing on the right side. And I always go back with this particular presentation to when I had to travel to Houston and to Bryan at least once a week. I had to keep focus. Not only did I have to keep focus, but I had to omit my negative thoughts by, wow, I don't feel like driving all the way from Waco to Bryan and then driving back, right, during the week. But I did through the help of God, and I made it. So leadership is being able to continue even through those negative thoughts that you have. You're going to have to put positive thoughts in how subbing works. And in life and in leadership, you have to substitute things. Amen? Okay, I'm not going to give you all of that. All right, motivating the team. No team member left behind. Everyone wants to feel included. And so we go through this process, and I correlate this to my military experience. And I guarantee you, you're going to love it because in the military, they teach you all of these principles because you're working with so many people. You know, in schools, you work with maybe 100 to 500 people. In other organizations, you work with, you know, under maybe 1,000 people. But we're talking about the military, which is a huge organization. question. And the question is, how do I survive with all of these personalities? How do I survive with all of the pressure? And so this one, motivating the team, right, no team member left behind, has a kind of an army military leadership, powerful, substantial thing to it. And you get very energized because I tell you all of the secrets, right, all of the secrets of how you're going to do this. That's right. All right. Religion. Your church is within the heart. What is inside your heart? And we really look into the concept of a spiritual guide to go, what is inside your heart? All right. And we really have to analyze that in order to get past the negativity that we're talking about. Then relationship, religion, and relief. When you have these things and you're able to get past what's in your heart, you have relief. When you have God in your life and you have a relationship with God, you have relief. So those are some of the topics that we speak on. And I want you to know that, yes, call me up, email me. I am available. Matter of fact, we have a speaking engagement this month, all right? All right, Article 1 and 2 are articles we've written, Love's Author Corner. I want to add more authors. So authors, please email AfridaLove at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Do not be shy. Health and Human Performance, we're still editing that video, praise God, but we're going to put things on there with health because health is a very important aspect of our lives. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Whew, I'm on a roll here. Here we go. All right. And yes, you can connect with me on LinkedIn. I see many individuals who's doing that now. So yes, please do so, and we can talk business. We can schedule and talk business. All right, let's move on to alfrida.hubpages.com. That's alfrida.hubpages.com. And Ms. Vivica Fox will greet you as you enter this page. I want to tell you, for those of you who are just joining, I was an educator, I still am, a coach, an administrator, but most of all, I'm a child of God. I love God. I love hosting the radio show because I can speak to so many people. I love going out with media. I love attending events. And I want to tell you that if you have a great story to write, or if you have a great event, I want to come out, I want to write it, I want to cover your event. Amen. I want to put it on my sites because it's the people like me, the normal people, and what I mean by that is the people who get this information out, the people, your consumers, okay, your consumers. I want to get the message out to the consumers, all right? That's what I'm saying. When I say normal, I mean, you know, people who are not entertainers as far as in the entertainment field, like someone like Vivica Fox or someone like that. But we are consumers, and we want to know what's going on in the entertainment world. So if you have an event, I would love to attend, okay? Love is always the answer. All right, so what we have on this particular page are different articles that have been written by me, so, and others. Television and TV shows, we have celebrities, we have effective presentations, social life, and school. If you really want to look at the outline or the makeup of our presentations, check out Send in the Clowns and Stop the Chaos and the Texas Tech presentation, Help My Class is Not Responding, okay? Personal health information and self-help, Move Something, Activism, all right, Christianity, the Bible, then radio if you really want to know about the radio. Social issues, blues, music, politics, political science, the mother-child bond, Christian and gospel music, United States politics, crime and justice issues, radio, God and views of God, political science again, preparing for tests. This is very important. I really want you guys to focus on education. Education is my number one top priority, right behind family and right behind well, side by side with religion, preparing for tests. Now, I'm going to say this. Each year, your child will participate in a test, a state mandate test. This is the time to begin to prepare your child, which means that you practice extra with your children, whether it's reading, math, science, social studies, and writing. You begin to practice extra. Don't wait until the spring semester to begin practicing. Practice now. Put them to bed early so that it won't be a surprise 2 or 3 weeks before the test. You're trying to put them in bed at 7 and they've been going to bed at 12 midnight. So this right here, this month, is a great month to begin preparing for the STAR test, whatever it is. That means extra work. That means take some of that time that they play outside for hours, 3 and 4 hours, and cut it down to maybe 2 and use that extra hour for reading or writing. It's very important that you begin preparing now, because guess what? The spring semester is going to pop up on us just like that. Boom. And there it is. Whoop, there it is. Then, you know, if your child been going to bed at 12 o'clock, right, and all of a sudden you want to make them go to sleep at 7, then it's going to be a problem. All right, so prevent that problem and start practicing now. Then we're going to talk about radio, events to change the world, television, and TV shows. So go to alfreda.hubpages.com. Amen. I would love to see you there once again, if you have any events besides December 18th. Now, if you have some on December 18th, I can't attend. But if you have some events, I want you to feel free to send them to me. It's emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you have books, I want you to let me know. If you're an author, because I want to add you to my author list. Amen? If you're a psalmist, if you're a comedian, if you're a radio host, you know, positive community leaders, yes, I want to interview you. I'm going to eventually meet you, you know. So feel free. This is a very open ministry. And so feel free to reach out. Amen. Amen. Feel free to reach out. All right. Now then, what we're going to do at this time is, since I said that, reach out and touch someone's hand, I'm going to play that, and then we're going to play our song, our last song, which basically tells everyone, I will see you on tomorrow, okay? And actually, tomorrow is a catch-up day for the ministry. But we're going to hear Reach Out and Touch by Sister Diana Ross.
Can reach out and touch somebody.
All right, that was Reach Out and Touch by Sister Diana Ross. Amen. Praise God. All right. Now, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And until next time, which is Saturday when we have another interview, take care of yourselves and each other. And listen up. I want to make sure that on tomorrow, you know that I want you to review the radio station with all the interviews. I mean, all of them, all right? All the interviews. And also look at afrita.hubpages.com. Make sure, check your calendar. It doesn't matter where you are, I understand. It doesn't matter where you are. On December 18th, I want you to put the Big Jingle Talent Show at the Belmead Civic Center. 6 p.m. The whole world stops that day for the talent show. All right? Just remember that. Just playing. But if you're in Texas, if you're near Texas, if you are a state close to Texas, I want to see your face at the Big Jingle Talent Show. All right? Now then, we're getting ready to conclude. On Saturday, I'm going to have a guest. On Sunday, I'm going to have a guest. So you have to come back. Continue to watch my Facebook page as I will give you more information on who will be on the ministry. Also, the Lord is going to bless us to have some great people come on that will bless our souls. Their stories are going to be so soul-stirring that you're not going to want to put this particular ministry down. Is that right? All right. I want to thank God. I want to thank my family, my friends, all of my co-hosts who are so modest. They don't want to say what they do. They just want to support through listening. I want to thank all of them. I want to thank just the world. Amen? Because there's so many people who are connecting, you know, from all over. I just want to thank each and every one of you. I pray for you. I pray for those who are in the storms, those who are coming out. I pray for those who are in hospitals, out of the hospitals, those who are going in. I pray for those who are in bereavement. I pray for those who are just seeking shelter. I pray for the schools. I pray for the leaders. I pray for the presidents. I pray for the churches. I pray for the pastors. I pray for these parents. Lord have mercy. I pray for these grandparents. I pray for the aunties and uncles. And I just pray for everybody. Amen? Because I'm a people person. Amen. And my soul is just happy. I'm just happy. Thank you so much. And once again, there is a sweet spirit. Amen. In this place. And God is good. I thank you so much. I appreciate you guys. Y'all connect. Once again, I cannot reiterate this. If you have an event, email me, emoneya_love@yahoo.com, especially if it's in Texas. If it's out of Texas, I need to know in advance. Amen. But let me know because my media team and I, we love to cover it through writing, pictures, and through the radio. Amen. So please let me know. Thank you so much, and have a blessed evening. This is your host, Dr. Afrita Love. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Afrita Love. Goodbye, everybody.
You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet, the Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Afrita Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.